Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, rak-rak di supermarket untuk daging, buah, dan sayuran tampak kosong. Oleh sebab itu, distributor makanan meminta dukungan pemerintah untuk membantu memperbaiki situasi itu. Sebagian dari masalahnya adalah kurangnya tes antigen cepat dan Kabinet Nasional harus mempertimbangkan aturan tentang isolasi jika pekerja diidentifikasi sebagai kontak dekat. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Shubha Krishnan dan Debra Kroke untuk SBS News. Kurangnya produk di rak-rak supermarket telah menjadi pemandangan yang biasa bagi pembeli selama seminggu terakhir ini. Dengan pengemudi truk dan pekerja supermarket yang sakit kena COVID-19 atau diidentifikasi sebagai kontak dekat dari kasus positif, hal itu telah memberikan tekanan pada rantai pasokan bagi produsen, toko independen, dan supermarket. Di industri susu saja, sektor ini menghadapi ketidakhadiran hingga 40% di tengah lonjakan kasus virus corona. Presiden Federasi Produk Susu Australia, Grant Crothers, mengatakan hal itu mempengaruhi para petani serta rantai pasokan.
The worst case scenario is that milk doesn't get picked up off farm and the farmer has got 300 cows he's got to milk tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. What's he going to do? He's got to dump his milk.
Janet Banksy, Direktur Toko untuk Supermarket Woolworths, mengatakan masalah pemasokan juga muncul di supermarketnya.
Currently we have over 20% of our distribution team absent and over 10% of our store team absent. And how that's playing out in stores for our customers is dependent on the time of day that they visit our stores. They may see some empty shelves of certain products. It's having an enormous impact on our team, of course, for those that do turn up. We are short-staffed. But our customers are doing an amazing job at the moment of only shopping what they need, and we'd really like to thank them for that.
Sementara itu, kekhawatiran tentang pasokan vaksin tetap berlangsung. Pemimpin oposisi federal Anthony Albanese mengatakan ia telah melihat contoh berulang dari masalah rantai pasokan dengan pasokan vaksinasi, di mana pengiriman tidak muncul sama sekali.
This is happening in the third year of a pandemic. So working people have made incredible sacrifices and have stepped up. The trade union movement sat down and made compromises and gave up conditions in the short term that they relied upon in order to keep the economy going. They did their part of the bargain. The federal government led by Scott Morrison has not done its part of that bargain.
Sementara itu, Perdana Menteri sekarang mengadakan pembicaraan krisis dengan industri kelas berat saat ia mencoba untuk memecahkan kekurangan staf dan rantai pasokan yang kritis di negara ini. Scott Morrison mengatakan interupsi ini tidak mengejutkan.
That's what riding this wave of COVID means, with so many cases appearing every day, and that expected to continue until its peak. This will have an obvious impact right across our supply chains. Now that's to be expected with a serious escalation in the cases that we've seen. And that will of course have impacts, and it's important that we continue to problem solve right across all of these areas, be it in transport, healthcare, aged care, as we've already been doing.
Sementara itu, Health New South Wales telah memperkenalkan pengecualian bagi pekerja penting yang mengisolasi sebagai kontak dekat dari kasus positif yang memungkinkan bagi mereka untuk kembali bekerja jika mereka tidak menunjukkan gejala dan dianggap penting untuk layanan. Janet Banksy dari Woolworths mengatakan itu adalah keputusan yang benar.
We welcome the decision by the government and the exemption that was announced. That will continue to help us to ensure that we have supply of the essential products on our shelves for our customers when they do shop in our stores.
Kini pemerintah federal sedang memperluas perubahan itu, di mana pekerja akan memenuhi syarat untuk persyaratan isolasi yang tidak terlalu ketat. Hasil tes antigen cepat negatif masih diperlukan bagi pekerja untuk kembali bekerja setelah terpapar. Namun kesabaran semakin menipis. Presiden Federasi Petani Nasional, Fiona Simpson, mengatakan perasaan frustrasi muncul terhadap kekurangan kronis tes antigen cepat bagi mereka yang terisolasi dengan para produsen yang terpaksa membuang stok mereka dan kehilangan pendapatan. Ia mempertanyakan mengapa pemerintah pada tingkat federal tidak melakukan persiapan lebih banyak.
I really think that people wouldn't have thought we'd be here again now. I do think people would think generally that we may have learnt and we may have been able to do some of this strategic planning as, you know, we were going through the Delta variant and we knew what was coming ahead of us through what was happening globally. And so it is disappointing that we do find ourselves in this position again under extreme pressure.
Namun masalah rantai pasokan sebenarnya sudah terjadi bahkan sebelum pandemi, seperti harga yang tidak adil bagi para peternak sapi perah. Joe Bradley, seorang peternak sapi perah generasi keempat, mengatakan industrinya ini sedang berjuang karena biaya yang tinggi.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. And you know, I've watched generation farmers who have felt that somehow they're a failure because their dad made it work and their granddad made it work, but they can't make it work. But they're not a failure. It's just this bloody system where, as I said, we're getting paid less for our milk than we were 20 years ago.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai masalah dalam rantai pasokan yang disusun oleh Shubha Krishnan dan Deborah Gorke untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.